理课堂听 class.com。
We will begin part A with the first conversation. Number one.
I'm really exhausted, but I don't want to miss that documentary that comes on at 11.
If I were you, I'd skip it. We both have to get up early tomorrow, and anyway, I've heard it's not that exciting.
What does the man imply the woman should do? Number two.
You've certainly been reading that one page for a long time now.
Well, I'm being tested on it tomorrow.
What does the woman imply? Number three.
The storm last night damaged some of the neighbors' roofs.
I don't wonder.
What does the woman mean? Number four.
The university bookstore opens at 9 in the morning.
Oh, dear. I need a textbook for my 8 o'clock class today.
What does the woman mean?Number five.
I've been waiting all week for this concert. The Philharmonic's supposed to be excellent. And with our student discount, the tickets will be really cheap.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid I left my student ID in my other purse.
What does the woman imply? Number six.
Sarah, did you have a chance to buy that new novel you wanted?
No, but I had Doris get it for me.
What does Sarah say about the novel?Number seven.
My parents are coming to see our apartment this weekend.
Looks like I'd better lend you my vacuum cleaner then.
What does the woman imply? Number eight.
Those packages took forever to arrive.
But they did arrive, didn't they?
What does the man say about the packages? Number nine.
My math assignment's due tomorrow morning, and I haven't even started it yet.
I'll miss you at the party tonight.
What does the woman imply? Number 10.
I need to find a new roommate.
So John's going to California after all.
What can be inferred from the conversation? Number 11.
Bill has only been on the job a week, and already he's acting like he's the boss.
He's not going to last long with that attitude.
What does the woman imply? Number 12.
There's a great antique show at the Grand Auditorium. Let's go see it this evening.
I've worked really hard all day long. Won't it be there for a while?
What does the man imply? Number 13.
Would you like to come to Janet's surprise party tomorrow night?
I'm going to a concert tomorrow.I wish I could be in two places at once.
What does the man mean? Number 14.
You know, every time I talk to Mary, I get the feeling she's being critical of me.
Don't you think you're overreacting a bit?
What does the woman mean? Number 15.
Why did you come to the meeting late? I left a message with your roommate about the time change.
She has a very short memory, and it really gets on my nerves sometimes.
What does the woman imply? Number 16.
Pam says she likes art museums.
But she doesn't often visit them, does she?
What does the woman imply about Pam? Number 17.
How long's it been since you saw Becky?
I bumped into her at the market just last week.
What does the woman mean?Number 18.
The forecast is for a severe winter. Are you prepared?
Hardly. I'm waiting for the next sale to get a down jacket.
What does the woman imply? Number 19.
Do you know what year Thomas was born?
Don't ask me. I'm not good with dates.
What does the man mean? Number 20.
I think I'll add that information to my paper.
You really should check it out in a reference book.
What does the woman imply? Number 21.
I heard you had a barbecue down at the beach. How did it go?
It poured. We had to postpone it again.
What does the woman mean? Number 22.
I have an appointment with Dr. Stevens at 3 o'clock tomorrow, but something's come up. I'd like to reschedule. Any chance I can get in by the end of this week?
Well, we just had a cancellation for Friday. After that, the doctor will be out of the office for 2 weeks.
What does the woman mean? Number 23.
I have to type all these reports by Monday morning.
There goes your sleep this weekend.
What does the man mean? Number 24.
This should be State Street, up here on the left.
It's not. I think you should have turned left at the last intersection.
What does the woman mean? Number 25.
How about seeing the new movie at the North Park Theater tonight?
Sounds great, but I've got to go over my notes for tomorrow's midterm.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 26.
Did you get traveler's checks to take on your vacation?
Yeah, they sure beat carrying around a wallet full of big bills.
What does the woman mean? Number 27.
Let's ask Professor Brown if she can give us the final exam during the last week of classes.
You mean instead of during the exam period? Not much chance of that.
What does the woman mean? Number 28.
I've had enough of this museum. Why don't we skip the gift shop?
Look, we promised my brother the poster, so we haven't much choice.
What does the woman mean? Number 29.
Hey, Dan, I hear you're meeting Susan's parents for the first time.
Yeah, next weekend. Fortunately, her father loves to fish, so we'll have something to talk about.
What can be inferred about Dan? Number 30.
I need to find a dermatologist. You're familiar with Dr. Smith. Do you recommend her?
Well, I've been seen by her a few times, and the best I can say for her is she has interesting magazines in her waiting room.
What does the woman imply? We'll begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 34. Listen to a conversation between two students.
John, have you chosen a physical education class yet for the semester?
No, why?
You've got to take rock climbing. We just had the first class, and it looks like it's going to be great.
You think I should take rock climbing? You've got to be kidding. Besides, how can they teach rock climbing when it's completely flat around here?
That's not important. You can't just start climbing without any training. You have to get in shape. Learn how to use the ropes, the belts, the buckles. There's a lot of preparation first.
You don't think it's just a little bit dangerous?
Not if you know how to use the safety equipment, which is, by the way, pretty high-tech. The ropes are made of elastic fibers that stretch a little, the shoes have special grips on the bottom, and the helmets are made out of some kind of special plastic. You have to learn how to use all this before you do any real climbing.
Well, what's the appeal? We'll spend the whole semester studying something we don't actually get to do.
We will take a climbing trip during spring break, but that's not the point. Climbing isn't the only goal. In preparing to climb, you learn patience, mental discipline, and you gain fantastic physical strength, especially in your hands. For the first few weeks, we're going to concentrate entirely on hand and upper body exercises.
All that in one sport? Maybe you're right. Since it's not too late to join the class, maybe I will.
Number 31. What is the woman trying to do? Number 32. What does the man imply about rock climbing at their college? Number 33. Why is the woman interested in rock climbing? Number 34. What will the first few classes focus on? Questions 35 through 39. Listen to a conversation.
Hello.
Hi, Sally. This is Phil.
Great to hear from you, Phil. How have you been doing?
To tell you the truth, I'm very worried about our final examinations next month. For one thing, I can't sleep.
I sympathize. I went through the same thing last year.
That's exactly why I'm calling you. Do you have any suggestions for coping with anxiety? You know how I hate exams.
Well, last year the university offered a stress management course at about this time. Have you been in contact with the Student Health Services?
No, I haven't had time.
Funny, isn't it? Just when students need help most, we can't afford the time to get it.
Well, perhaps I should find out more about this stress management course. Things have got to get better.
I suggest you call the health services tomorrow. They open at 9 a.m.
Thanks, Sally. I'll let you know how it goes.
Best of luck, and have a good night's sleep.
That's easier said than done.
Number 35. What is the main topic of the conversation? Number 36. Why is Phil worried? Number 37. Why does Phil turn to Sally for advice? Number 38. Why has Phil not contacted the student health services? Number 39. What does the university offer to students in Phil's condition? This is the end of Part B. We will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 40 through 43. Listen to a museum guide describe one of the new museum exhibits.
We've just seen two contemporary large birds that cannot fly, the emu and the ostrich. Over here is an interesting specimen from the past. This stuffed animal is not the giant penguin it appears to be, but an auk. This particular kind of auk is very rare. Only 78 skins are known to exist, and most are not preserved as well as this one. The great auk, as you can see, was a rather large bird, and it couldn't fly either. However, evidence suggests that the auk was an excellent swimmer and diver. Unfortunately, those abilities did not protect it from being easy prey for hungry sailors who years ago sailed the very cold and often icy waters of Greenland, Iceland, and Scotland. In fact, records indicate that the auk was rather tasty and that its eggs, that its eggs and feathers were useful as well. Still, it isn't clear what other factors led to the big bird's demise around 1844, the last time anyone reported seeing one. Of course, we believe it's important to take extra precautions to preserve the remaining great auk skins. After all, these specimens should prove invaluable for future scientific research. Does anyone have any questions before we move on to our next bird exhibit?
Number 40. What is the talk mainly about? Number 41. Why was it easy to capture auks? Number 42. Why did the sailors hunt the auk? Number 43. Where did the auk live? Questions 44 through 46. Listen to a presentation being given in a geology class.
I'd like to begin by thanking Dr. Kane for inviting me to be here today. Although I'm not a geologist, I have been collecting minerals for years. My collection is really diverse because I've traveled all over the world to find them. Today, I've brought a few specimens for you to see. After I discuss each one, I'll pass it around so that you can look at it more closely. As you know, feldspars are the most abundant minerals and are divided into a number of types. These first samples are orthoclases. Notice that they vary in color from white to pink to red. This glassy one is found in volcanic rock. In fact, I found it in New Mexico on a collecting trip. This next sample that I'll pass around is a microcline mineral, also called Amazon stone. You can identify it by its bright green color. It's often used in jewelry and really is quite attractive. These final samples are all plagioclase feldspars. Many plagioclases are very rare, so I'm particularly proud of the variety in my collection. I've also brought a few slides of some larger mineral samples, and if you'll turn out the lights now, I'd like to show them to you.
Number 44. What are the students doing as they listen to the speaker? Number 45. How did the speaker acquire all her minerals? Number 46. Why is the speaker proud of her plagioclase feldspars? Questions 47 through 50. Listen to a talk given at the beginning of a nature walk at a national park.
Welcome to Yellowstone National Park. Before we begin our nature walk today, I'd like to give you a short history of our National Park Service. The National Park Service began in the late 1800s. A small group of explorers had just completed a month-long exploration of the region that is now Yellowstone. They gathered around a campfire, and after hours of discussion, they decided that they should not claim this land for themselves. They felt it should be accessible to everyone. So they began a campaign to preserve this land for everyone's enjoyment. 2 years later, in the late 19th century, an act of Congress signed by President Ulysses S. Grant proclaimed the Yellowstone region a public park. It was the first national park in the world. After Yellowstone became a public park, many other areas of great scenic importance were set aside, and in 1916 the National Park Service was established to manage these parks. As a park ranger, I am an employee of the National Park Service. In a national park, park rangers are on duty at all times to answer questions and help visitors in any difficulty. Nature walks, guided tours, and campfire talks are offered by specially trained staff members. The Park Service also protects the animals and plants within the parks.
Number 47. Who was the speaker? Number 48. According to the speaker, who originated the idea of a public park? Number 49. What does the speaker say about Yellowstone National Park? Number 50. According to the speaker, what is one of the duties of a park ranger? This is the end of Section 1, Listening Comprehension. Stop work on Section 1. This is a reminder. At the end of the test, the supervisor will collect all of the test books. You may not leave until all of the test books have been collected.